The big winners amongst the state's regional empire development councils walked away with over $80 million each following yesterday's announcement by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan was at the third annual set of awards announced yesterday.
At an event like this, everybody's a winner, or so Governor Cuomo was quick to point out in his opening remarks. Long Island came out on top with $83 million towards projects like the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory and the Stony Brook Innovation and Discovery Center. But it was the North Country which managed the only hat trick, having won the top performer honor for the third year in a row. Gary Douglas, president of the North Country Regional Chamber of Commerce and the chair of the North Country Regional Council, says supporting development by region has allowed them to thrive in ways they haven't before.
Past pronouncements by the state that these two or three sectors are now our priority, whether or not they happen to be, you know, your best opportunities or not. So this region by region approach is something we had advocated for many years.
The North Country's $81 million will go towards developing its Plattsburgh International Airport, destination hotels, and supporting several small biotech firms. State Senator Joe Griffo, who represents parts of Mohonk, credits the nanotech industry, which drove the economic development in both the Capital and Mohonk regions. Both came away with around $82 million each.
The synergy of a corridor developing, I think, is going to be very important and significant. Much as you saw in the Silicon Valley in California, you have that opportunity along I-90 right now between the Mohawk Valley and the Capital District.
Not every region was a top performer, but Empire State Development Corporation President and CEO Ken Adams says the real goal is to fund the best projects in a highly competitive process.
You know, the success of regional councils isn't based on the amount of money that's allocated. It's based on the economic development effectiveness of the projects funded.
On balance, over the last 3 years, all 10 regions of the state have received comparable amounts of money. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.